This is CPR News. I'm Joanne Allen. The DACA program will continue after today's Supreme Court decision. The program allows some undocumented residents who were brought here to the U.S. illegally as children to work here legally. It affects 15,000 Coloradans, including Metro State University campus advisor Frieda Faher Ferreira, who says she was shocked by the ruling.
We're told to expect the worst, and that's what we've been expecting for the last few months. And to wake up to this is just crazy. Like, I can't believe it. And I never thought that we would have a good decision.
Chief Justice John Roberts sided with the more liberal judges in the 5-4 decision. Governor Polis will finalize rules for large events tomorrow after getting feedback from the public. Earlier drafts suggested no more than 100 people for indoor events and 175 outdoors. Polis says counties that reach the next phase of reopening, known as Protect Our Neighbors, can have events with 500 people.
And over time, we hope to even expand that when they've demonstrated success. After a matter of weeks, that 500 number can increase.
For that to happen, Polis says counties must have adequate testing capacity and can prevent the spread of outbreaks. In the weather, it is 67 degrees, mostly cloudy. In Denver, 67, partly cloudy, for Vail. This is CPR News.